Major battles over President Bush's federal court nominees are brewing in the Senate. The president has renominated 30 of his picks for federal judgeships who were not voted on when Democrats controlled the Senate in the last session. The first battleground for those nominees is the Senate Judiciary Committee, where today a Democrat turned over the gavel to the panel's new Republican chairman. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As he relinquished his chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy wielded a very large wooden mallet before his successor, Utah Republican Orrin Hatch.
Throughout my tenure as chairman, I had this gavel in reserve.
I was always afraid of him.
In reserve because everybody told me how tough you are, but everybody knows what a pussycat I am, so I'm just going to give you the little one.
That's great.
Then, presiding over the committee as its new chairman, Hatch appealed to his colleagues for gentility, and he reminded them of the bitter rhetoric that often pervaded last year's sessions, in which 100 nominees were approved, but two were rejected in party-line votes by the Democratic majority, and 27 others didn't even get a hearing.
We'll undoubtedly have our differences, and we'll have some hard-fought battles in here, but I hope that we will get rid of some of the rancor we've had in the past and that we can work together in the best interest.
Hatch said he planned to move swiftly to fill 60 vacancies on the federal bench and that he would begin with the 30 candidates renominated by the president earlier this month.
When they're the president, we should be supporting them if these people are otherwise qualified. So give me some slack, I hope, so that I can move ahead on these judges. I have no ideological agenda ahead of me. I just want to get the president's judges through.
It was Hatch's intention to have the committee vote today to confirm Washington attorney Miguel Estrada for a seat on the District of Columbia's Federal Appeals Court, a bench that's often been a springboard to a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. But Hatch yielded to committee Democrats who asked that the vote be delayed a week. The committee held a hearing, but no vote last September for Estrada, a Honduran immigrant who's a partner in the law firm that represented presidential candidate Bush before the Supreme Court in the Florida post election dispute 2 years ago. Former Chair Leahy today charged that Estrada appears to have been groomed to be an activist appellate judge by what Leahy called well-placed conservatives. He also lamented that the Justice Department has refused to turn over documents from when Estrada worked there for the Solicitor General.
It means we have a person who's about to go on one of the highest courts in the land, a lifetime position, nominated for that, and nobody knows what his positions are on anything.
Hatch also announced today he'll be holding hearings for Texas Justice Priscilla Owen and Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering. Both were rejected by Democrats. Earlier this month, when President Bush renominated Pickering, Democratic Judiciary member Charles Schumer of New York vowed to defeat the nomination and, if necessary, block Pickering on the Senate floor with a filibuster.
I would be willing to use my prerogatives on the floor and be backed up by 41 votes and not let the nomination go forward.
Hatch today warned Democrats not to resort to such tactics.
If they don't like somebody, vote against them. That's anybody's right here. But to filibuster the judiciary, that would be a catastrophically bad thing to do.
Hatch said he'd likely hold a hearing on the Pickering nomination in the next 2 months. He said he does not relish the battles he faces as chairman.
I suspect it's going to be a miserable, wretched job. But I'll do my best. I'm going to put my head down. I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to try to do my job.
Next Thursday morning, the committee meets to vote on the Estrada nomination. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.